You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The Music of the Stars are back till high noon. Music from Wisconsin people. That's Mitchell Ayers, his Fashions and Music. Kid from Milwaukee, made good. Paul Harvey with a story about, well...
Now, the rest of the story. Is a revolution all blood and guts and guns? Or is there room for the artist, the author, the poet, the performer, the composer? At the time of our American Revolution, a gentleman named Francis Hopkinson was all of those things. He'd studied in England under painter Benjamin West, became proficient at portraits and engraving. His poetry, both humorous and serious, was widely published. A talented musician, Fran Hopkinson gave harpsichord performances. He composed. In fact, his was the first book of music published by an American composer. Well, let's see, what else? He served as chairman of the Continental Navy Board between 1776 and 1778. For 3 years afterward, he held the office of Treasurer of Loans. His creative contribution to the cause of freedom included revolutionary essays, terribly effective. You know, only once did he regret having used his creativity to benefit the nation. And here's why. In 1780, Hopkinson wrote a letter to the Board of Admiralty, reminding them of a particular service that he had performed as chairman, and considering it had been beyond the responsibilities of his position, he now asked that he be reimbursed. He wanted to be paid for it. Well, the Board of Admiralty referred Hopkinson's letter to Congress. Congress passed it along to the Board of the Treasury. Next thing you know, Hopkinson was being asked for more details in the form of a specific bill. All right, said Fran, so he produced a second document, forwarded that to James Milligan, the Auditor General, who sent it to the commissioners on the Chamber of Accounts. You're keeping track of this, I hope. He returned it to the Auditor General with advice for payment, and he returned it to the Board of Treasury with his endorsement. And the Board of Treasury? No, as a matter of fact, they objected on the grounds that no vouchers had been included with the bill and demanded a new one be submitted. And now all that you've just heard was only the beginning. And all Fran wanted, a signer of our Declaration of Independence, all he wanted was to be paid for what he considered a significant service. Where, after all, did it get him? Get him a congressional investigation. And that turmoil continued for more than a year. There were summonses and reports and tentative conclusions, and there were reevaluations and more reports and another investigation and resignations and resolutions and more reports. And after all that was said and done, three things were apparent. Fran had indeed rendered the service he had claimed. Fran had enemies on the board of the Treasury. Where did that leave him? Here is where. Fran Hopkinson was never, ever going to be paid. You see, according to the board, the public was entitled to additional services now and then from government employees who already drew comfortable salaries. And just maybe, if Francis Hopkinson had been reimbursed for what he did, maybe we would have forgotten him. But as it happened, a seamstress named Betsy Ross absolutely, unjustifiably received credit for the accomplishment of artist Francis Hopkinson, which was the design of the American flag. And now you know the rest of the story.
Recently, through newspaper and television coverage of the congressional investigations, a new word has found its way into our language, payola. Well, that is, everyone thinks it's a new word, but actually it isn't. Long before the recent investigations, disc jockeys were receiving payola, and, well, let me give you an illustration. Now, imagine, if you will, that the year is 1814. I'm a disc jockey on radio station KXEL in Boston, Massachusetts. One day, about a half hour before I went on the air, I got kind of an interesting phone call.
Ring!
Hello, radio station KXEL.
Ring!
I picked up the phone.
Oh.
Radio station KXEL, Boston. Happy Dan speaking. Hello? Hello?
Oh, hi there!
Yes, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, I listen to your program a lot, and I
well, that's nice, but I'm about ready to go on the air. What is it you wanted, fella?
Well, I've written a song, and I thought if I could...
Yeah, I see. And you think that everybody that phones me or comes in the studio, I can play their record? Look, this is a very competitive business, kid. What's your name?
Francis Scott Key.
Never heard of you. Is this your first song?
Well, not actually. You see, I wrote one...
Well, never mind. What's the name of it?
Star Spangled Banner.
It's not a very catchy title.
Hello?
Hello's a good title, but Star Spangled Banner isn't very catchy.
Oh, I thought it was kind of nice when I wrote it.
Well, what kind of song is it?
It's an anthem.
A what?
I say it's an anthem.
An anthem?
It's kind of a stirring thing, you see, people hear it.
Look, kid, I don't want to bring you down, but look at the surveys in Downbeat. Teenagers don't dig anthems. You tell me one jukebox in this town that's got an anthem on it, and I'll eat it.
You what?
I say, show me a jukebox in town that's got an anthem on it.
Actually, I didn't have it in mind for jukeboxes.
Well, just where do you think they're going to play this thing?
I thought it'd be nice to play before baseball games.
Before baseball games?
Baseball, you know, the umpire and the pitcher and the catcher.
I know what a baseball game is, but why do you want to play this song before baseball games?
Well, if the thing works like I think it should, everyone will stand up.
They will?
Well, it's an anthem, you see.
Oh, come on. It's an anthem. What are you, some new kind of nut?
Anthem, A-N-T-H-U-M.
I know anthem. All right, look.
If you don't like the idea, I can call somebody else.
No, wait a minute.
Oh.
What's the sheet music sound like?
There it is there.
You're bugging me, kid. I don't have much time before I go on the air. I mean, what do the lyrics sound like?
Oh, listen to these lyrics. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
What was the last word?
Gleaming.
Well, it doesn't even rhyme.
Hello?
Oh, come on now, Francis. It's got to rhyme.
Oh.
You know, moon, June. Can't you work on those lyrics a little bit?
I've been 15 years writing this one.
Change it a little bit. Give it a catchy twist and call me back.
Oh, wait a minute. I got an idea. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light that crazy old banner was waving up a fright?
There you go. Now you got the idea.
I don't like it.
What don't you like?
People aren't going to stand up at baseball games.
Oh, well, what do you want people standing up at baseball games for? If you got a catchy tune, they'll buy the record.
Oh.
Now, forget about the
I don't know much about the business, you see.
Well, all right. Well, Lenny, don't worry. You may be right. I was wrong once before.
Huh?
I said I was wrong once before.
Oh,
I said.
I'm glad to hear it.
No. I some guy brought me Battle Hymn of the Republic, and I said it wouldn't make it.
Oh, fine.
And, yeah, well, it made it.
Huh?
Never mind. We'll worry about your lyrics a little bit later.
Okay.
Tell me about this. Where did you write this song?
I wrote the song down in Maryland.
Oh, you got a studio in Maryland?
No, I was on the boat.
Is it your own boat?
No, it wasn't mine. I don't want any part of it. I was being held prisoner on this American warship, and it was captured by the British. Now, the British were shelling Baltimore, and the bombs were bursting in air, and the rockets red glare.
Hold it, kid. Wait a minute. Let me get this picture straight.
Francis.
You're a prisoner on this ship when you wrote the song, and
yeah.
There's a big war going on. The rockets are flying, the bombs are bursting, and the city's being bombed, right? You sit down and write a song.
Yeah, it's called the Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah. Well, you must be some kind of a kook.
Huh? Listen, could I get it to President Jackson?
President Jackson?
Yeah.
Well, what does President Jackson want with a song?
He might make it a national anthem.
Oh, come on. Will you stop with this anthem bit? You're bugging me, kid. Look, Jackson's a president of the United States. He's not a song plugger.
He knows a lot of people.
Yeah, but not in the music business, though, Francis. Here's what I think we'd better do. If you're willing to give me the song, I can get it to a little combo down in Concord. Maybe you heard of them. They'll make a record of it. They call themselves the Rebel Rousers.
Who does?
This group down at Concord that we might get them to cut a record of this song of yours.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Do they play at baseball games?
No, they don't play at baseball games. Now, look, this is a real red-hot combo. There's three guys and a Cherokee Indian on bongos. You must have heard of them.
Cherokee Indian, huh?
Yeah, look, Francis.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Francis.
Huh?
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I think we're going to have to do something with that title.
What's that? Cherokee Indian?
No. The Star Spangled Banner isn't up to the current market. You got to change it around a little bit. Like, how about this? I was a teenage Star Spangled Banner.
I don't think so.
What's the matter with that title? Here's one. This is better. It tells a story. The Star-Spangled Banner was waving the night for you. I got a craving.
Mom, this guy's lousing my song.
Don't talk to your mother about it, kid. Your old lady's
don't
buy records. Let the title go the way it is.
All right.
I may be wrong, but I got kind of a silly hunch about this thing.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Just had an idea. Be a dandy song to play at midnight when the station goes off the air.
Look, Francis, you don't think very commercial. Like, how are you going to plug a song if you only play it before baseball games and when the station goes off the air at midnight? You got to think big, Francis. Hey, incidentally, about that name.
Star Spangled Banner?
No, your name, Francis. What kind of name is that for your... You are a fella, aren't you?
Look, if
this song's a big hit, kid, you go around with a name like Francis, people are going to think, like there's something maybe wrong with you.
Mom, he doesn't like
No,
name,
well,
Francis.
you gotta have a better name for you're going to be a songwriter. Let's see, what's a good name for a songwriter? Hey, I've got it. Hoagie.
Hoagie Scott Key? Yeah,
that sounds great, kid. Nobody's ever used it before.
Broadway, remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street, and I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with that old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
Jimmy was a dancer, singer before he became You Dirty Red. The music of the stars.
Of the stars.
We're on till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To rolling plains, where freedom's song still proudly reigns, across the fields of amber grain, our hopeful hearts beat once again. 250 years
have shown the strength that liberty has grown. With grateful voices we proclaim the shining honor of her name. Raise the flag and let it fly, lift it proudly to the sky. Hand in hand our voices blend, faithful hearts that never bend. For every dream and sacrifice, for every soul who paid the price. America, we proudly sing, 250 years of spring. From every city, every town, our nation's story has come down. Through trials faced with courage true, each generation built anew. One people in this blessed land, looking forward strong and free, united for eternity. May tomorrow brightly shine, built upon this grand design. Freedom's light forever glow,
sings Thank Your Lucky Stars and Stripes.
If you live right, if you get to sleep at night, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes. If you feel free, if there's sugar in your tea, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes. Steam heat and ham and eggs and hay rides and cider kegs, if you like the good old Yankee way, so say so. If you can sing and believe in anything, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes. Do you like it here? Don't you think this country is swell? Do you want to cheer? Ring the Liberty Bell. Well, if life is gay, if there's fun on Dollar Day, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes. If you can joke and enjoy an artichoke, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes. Dime stores and bobby pins and hot dogs and Mickey Finns, if you like the way we go about it, shout it. If you can sing and believe in anything, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes.
Billy Mays Band, Martha Tilton, Perry Como.
How's your love life? Well, thank your lucky stars. Yes. it, thank your lucky star. It's doing fine. Keep your love light as sweet as candy bar. And thank your lucky star like I thank mine. Everybody's living on less and less, but you're okay. You big success. You've got your love life, and that's the only thing they won't be rationing. They don't know how. So thank your lucky stars right now. Everybody's living on less and less, but you're okay. You big success. You've got your love life, and that's the only thing they won't be rationing. They don't know how. So thank your lucky stars right now.
Good afternoon, friends. This is Terry Coleman. Today's second spot is reserved for Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael tune. When they get together, the result is something you're bound to enjoy. So let's listen to their lazy bones.
When you're young and so in love as we, and bewildered by the world we see, why do people hurt us so? Only those in love would know what a town without pity can do. If we stop to gaze upon a star,
how's your romance? Thank your lucky star. Yes, thank your lucky star. It's doing fine. Keep your romance as sweet as candy bar. Thank your lucky star, like I thank mine. Everybody's living on less and less, but you're okay. Big success. You got your romance. That's the only thing they won't be rationing. They don't know how. So thank your lucky star right now.
How's your romance? Well, thank your lucky star. Yes, thank your lucky star. It's doing fine.
Sweet as candy bar, and thank your lucky stars like I thank mine.
Everybody's living on less and less, but you're okay. Great big smashing success. You got your romance, and that's the only thing they won't be rationing. They don't know how. So thank your lucky stars right now.
Thank you. lucky stars. Yes, thank your lucky stars. It's doing fine. Keep your love life as sweet as candy bars. And thank your lucky stars like I thank mine. Everybody's living. You got your love life, and that's the only thing. They won't be rationing. They don't know how. So thank your lucky stars right now. Thank your lucky stars.
Warner Brothers All-Star Musical Drama. Vera Lynn.
The stars will remember the night we said goodbye. The stars will remember, so will I. As a token, a kiss that brought a sigh, the stars will remember, so will I. And now the stars and I, we share a lonely lane. And in my solitude, it seems I hear you call my name. The world may forget you as time goes passing by. The stars will.
Thank you.
Elmer Bernstein. Lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Here's Jack Jones. The Music of the Stars.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger if I heard the bells and the banjos ring. If to certain eyes with the look of danger smiled a welcome warm as spring. If the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her, don't let her walk through the door. This is the one you've been waiting for. Oh yes, I know. However wild it seems, you know I know. And I'd whisper, take my hand, proper stranger. Don't go through life as a stranger.
This is Martha Ray.
Let's build a stairway to the stars and climb that stairway to the stars with love beside us to fill the night with a song. Guide us as we go drifting alone. And we sail away on the lazy daisy pedal over the rim of the hill. And can we sail away on the little dream and settle high of a thrill. Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you.
Martha Ray, movie comedian, but what a singer, too. The Music of the Star. Elmer Bernstein wrote this. The Music of the Stars, we're on till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome aboard, everybody. It's another anniversary this particular year, 140 years for Lady Liberty in the harbor. One of our most beloved national symbols. A $70 million restoration. Rededicated New York. President Reagan pressed the button, sent a laser beam across New York Harbor that reilluminated the statue and its torch. 6,000 people in the cast on an enormous stage show at Giant Stadium.
huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, to me.
That's Barbara.
So music master, take command. Our hearts will beat to beat the band. Let the drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all to that happy swing, strike up the band. Yankee doo-doo-doo-doo-doo will come through, Yankee doo-doo-doo. The red, white, blue, doo-doo-doo, lend a hand. With the flag unfurled, we can face the world. Hey, leader, strike up the band.
Let the drum roll out. Let the trumpet call. While the people shout, strike up the band. Marshall Swift.
the big band of Ralph Carmichael. The music of the star. NBC News. Music of the Stars return.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.